I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Fine actors can reveal complex feelings in a flash, and one of those flashes comes early in Black Swan. It's right after the heroine, Nina, learns that she's been chosen to play the Swan Queen in an ambitious new production of Swan Lake. She flips open her cell phone and says, "He picked me, Mommy." In that single sentence, stripped of artifice, Natalie Portman tells us everything we need to know about Nina's passion, her fears, her relationship with her mother, and her frightening vulnerability. The director, Darren Aronofsky, uses all the artifice in his arsenal to illustrate Nina's fears. As she dances on the border between sanity and madness, he blurs the line between reality and fantasy. He turns the film into a gothic horror show that's fascinating and disappointing in equal measure. What's resplendently real, though, is the beauty of Natalie Portman's performance. She makes the whole lurid tale worthwhile. The artistic director of Nina's dance company, Tomas, thinks she's ideal casting for the part of the white swan, innocent and fragile, but not, as he keeps telling her, for the lustful black swan. That means she'll have to learn about lust from him or risk losing her role to her rival, Lily. She's played by Mila Kunis, who makes evil entertaining. Tomas, the artistic director, is played by Vincent Cassel. He's been a formidable force in French films, but his presence here, thanks to the movie's director, is heavy and graceless. Tomas is the movie's point man for horror, but there's also Barbara Hershey's performance as Nina's mother, Erica. She transcends horrifying, and all of it in the spirit of imprisoning love. Erica sacrificed her own negligible career as a dancer to motherhood and then to Nina's advancement. Now, each time she calls her anguished daughter, "You sweet girl," your flesh crawls just as it's supposed to. And your heart aches as it's supposed to at the sight of Nina trying to please everyone in her life while she's being pressured and threatened, or so she imagines, on all sides. "I just want to be perfect," she whispers to Tomas pleadingly. The touching simplicity of Natalie Portman's acting technique gives Nina a genuine innocence, and Portman dances the ballet sequences beautifully. Her work is enhanced by the limited use of a dance double, but the illusion is as perfect as anything Nina could have hoped for. So what's to complain about? Basically, the psychological banalities of the script and the disappointing familiarity of the horror effects. Darren Aronofsky's audiences have been treated to plenty of horror, from those of heroin addiction and Requiem for a Dream to the horrors of Mickey Rourke's suffering in The Wrestler. Black Swan can be really dazzling, and not only because of its starring performance. The craftsmanship is impressive, the music is powerful, and the movie is never uninteresting. This time, though, the creep show component isn't worthy of the theme. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.